For her to call him out of the blue bespoke a considerable alteration of their dynamic.
"My apologies, Minister, on many accounts. The search for the world I told you about did not go well, and the resources I had hoped to provide the Empire went unrealized. I can only assure you that the enemy did not get the better of us."
"Well, that's something. I hope you're not too disappointed."
"No, Minister. My role here will be much reduced, but I am sure others will rise to take my place."
"There will be others, yes. None like you, though."
She smiled.
"I've always admired your passion, and found our conversations to be thought-provoking."
"Minister, on that matter, I fear..."
"Yes, Ula?"
"I fear I may have been mistaken in my former opinions."
Her smile slipped away.
"How so?"
This was the one lie he allowed himself to tell.
"During the course of my mission, I worked closely with Darth Kratos and his apprentice, and their actions persuaded me to reconsider the prejudices I held regarding them. I see now how foolish I was to dismiss them so readily. They are crucial to the war effort, and integral to the proper functioning of the Empire."
The guarded cast to her face eased.
"I'll confess to being relieved, Ula. It was a dangerous heresy you had embraced. Well meant, naturally, but not one that can be tolerated at any level of governance."
"I see that now. You were very forgiving, Minister."
"Nonsense, Ula. We're friends, and friends forgive much."
He wondered if part of her was disappointed. There must have been some advantage, even if merely psychological, to having a private informant intent on maintaining her own advancement. If so, she hid it well.
"I am tired of seducing you to my way of thinking, Shulis Kamar," he said to himself,
thinking of Lorin and Shigar, who had both rescued him from terrible fates, and the calm stoicism of the Grand Master Satil Shan. The survivors of Sabaton would be changed forever by what had happened to them there, and he was no different.
"I am persuaded that there is more to governance than just rules, laws, and discipline. A culture must have a heart, too. A strong heart that never falters." "Thank you, Minister,"
he said, and offered her a respectful bow. She concluded their conversation with a hollow platitude and signed off. Ula wondered if he would ever speak to her again. Probably not. Friendships of any kind were difficult to maintain in the intelligence business, all the more so when one had been demoted. In the coming weeks, he would consider the benefits of playing both sides against the other, attempting to juggle the interplay between them as Jet had. He didn't have access to an army of unstoppable hexes or a droid that could take over entire fleets. But he was coming to believe that maybe the end did justify the means, sometimes. If he could guide the Empire and the Republic away from war, or at least spare their citizens the worst of their excesses, then that could be a good thing. And a real thing, not fake like everything he had tried before. He would be on his own side, at last, as Lorin had been when she had been discharged from Special Forces, on the side of the trillions of ordinary people trapped in a warring galaxy. He stood in his tiny apartment and considered his next move. Search for that bug? Draft a coded message for the Atherian he had spoken to in Strategic Information Systems? Sleep? Sleep?